Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Doug Sleater here for the CPA Technology Advisor, reading from the April 2008 issue, the QuickBooks Advisor on page 84. This month's topic is QuickBooks job costing when using a payroll service. How to use $0 checks to record payroll costs by job and class. If you use an outside payroll service to process your payroll, using $0 checks may be the easiest way to record expenses by job and or class, sometimes called department. This solution works really well for contractors or other businesses who need to track and manage labor costs at the job or department level, but who use an outside payroll service to handle the payroll. Before going into the specifics of the solution, it's important to note that because the client will not be using any of the payroll features in QuickBooks, he or she won't be able to use any of the QuickBooks payroll reports, like the payroll summary, payroll liability balances, etc., or any of the payroll tax reporting features. Also, this method only approximates, but within a few dollars, the payroll costs by job and class, meaning that the amount of the payroll expense allocated to each job and class will be based on the average hourly payroll costs for each person in each job. Here are the steps for making this all work. To get started, you can completely turn off the payroll option in QuickBooks, so you'll never see any warnings about downloading tax tables or setting up for your payroll. Next, use a journal entry, entering the totals for each of your payroll into the general ledger just as you normally do when using a payroll service. This entry should credit the bank account for net pay, debit gross wages and payroll taxes, and other accounts as necessary. After recording the entry in Figure 1, your general ledger is accurate and up-to-date, but no job costs have been recorded. The rest of the steps below provide a self-zeroing entry to record all job and class information that you need in order to generate job cost reports in QuickBooks. Next, compute the average cost incurred to place one person on any given job for 1 hour. To calculate this amount, you should look at your total payroll expenses for a given period, for example, last quarter, including payroll taxes and workers' compensation. Then subtract all payroll expenses that are not job-related, such as officers' salaries, and then divide that total number of hours employees worked on all jobs during the period. For the purposes of this section, we'll assume that the average hourly expense is $18 per hour for an employee to be in on a job. The fourth step, then, is to create a bank account called Payroll Service Clearing. This will be a clearing account to record the $0 checks for the payroll job costing. Then, create an expense account called Payroll Job Costs. This is also a clearing account that will only show balances on job cost reports, such as the P&L by job. Note that if you have long-term contracts where you capture job costs on the balance sheet in an asset account, you should use an other current asset instead of an expense account for this payroll job cost clearing account that I'm talking about. Then continue with the setup and the transactions shown in this method. The sixth step is edit each existing service item in your QuickBooks item list and make them into two-sided items. Enter payroll costs for job and classes in the description on the purchase transactions field, and enter $18 in the cost field, and enter payroll job costs in the expense account field on the left side of the item, as shown in Figure 2 in the magazine. Then click OK to save your changes. Note that this changes to your This change to your service items will have no effect on their use in sales receipts or on invoices. The seventh step is create an other name record, not an employee record, for each employee. The eighth step is enter daily timesheet information for each employee using the other name record you just created in step 7. On each timesheet, include the service item, the name of the job on which the employee worked, and the class, if applicable. The ninth step is to record job costs for each paycheck. Open the Write Checks window and select Payroll Service Clearing from the Account drop-down menu. What we're doing here is we're going to write these $0 checks on an account called Payroll Service Clearing, which is a bank account that really will have no money going into or out of it. It's just a temporary sort of clearing account that we're using. The tenth step is enter the employee's name, and that's the other name version of the employee, on the pay to the order of field on the check. Then press Tab, and then QuickBooks will notify you that the name has timesheets data in the file, and it'll ask you if you want the information to be used when creating this payroll check. So you'll click Yes at that point. The 12th step is enter the date range, so in my example here, 1-1-2007 in the start date field, and 3-31-2007 in the end date field. I'm kind of going through some steps here with a sample data file that has timesheet data for that date range. So put your date range in there and then click OK. Then select the period for which you want the job cost payroll expenses. If you use this method monthly, enter the beginning and the end of the month date, or if you do it quarterly or weekly or whatever. That's how often you'll be putting in these $0 checks for whatever date range you're using to record your payroll. Step 13, QuickBooks will then import the timesheet information that you typed according to the date ranges you specified in the last step. It'll import that timesheet information into the Items tab of this check we're creating, and it'll multiply the number of hours the employee worked by the average cost per hour, which you put into the item when you set your items up. We remember when we put the $18 in there, and that will place the employee on it will charge that $18 times the number of hours on in each of those jobs. Step 14, click the Expenses tab and then enter Payroll Costs in the Account field and the amount of the check as a negative number in the Amount field. Since you're already using the general journal entry to update the general ledger for your payroll expenses, payroll liabilities, and bank accounts, it is very important that this check not increase the balance in the payroll job costs expense account. If it did, it would overstate expenses for the period. You must therefore zero out the amount of the check as shown in the figure 8 in the magazine. That zeroing out basically is all of the positive amounts from the timesheets increased the amount of the check by item for all the different items that were put into timesheet for the employee. And when you clicked on in step 14 on the expenses tab of the check and put a negative amount to zero out the total of the check, you also used the account payroll costs in the account field, and that payroll costs is the same account that the item was pointing to, all those items were pointing to, so that you get a zeroing both in the payroll payroll costs expense account as well as the clearing bank account that we called payroll service clearing account. Step 15, click Save and Close to record your $0 check. Now, the accounting behind the scenes going on here, it gets a little kind of fuzzy if you haven't looked at it and you don't look at it on the screen, but here's essentially what happens. This method uses a check as a $0 journal entry that feeds the job cost and class reports. The items tab, as shown in Figure 7 in our article, increases with debits the balance in the payroll job costs expense account. And in my little example here, that was $2,988. And that was the total of all of the items times the number of hours for a given item by job. And there were a whole bunch of entries for all the different timesheet entries. And that added up to this $2,988. Now, because the check came in from timesheets, it allocated the amounts by item across all the jobs and classes on which this employee that we have in our sample file, Mike Mizuki is his name, worked for the period. So then when you went over to the expenses tab, you put a negative number, which decreases with a credit the balance in the payroll job costs expense account. But of course, that line did not affect the job or class. You just leave those fields blank. So all of the debits were by job. The one credit zeros it out with no job or no class, and therefore the expenses, the credit doesn't show on the job and class reports. So the net effect on the GL is zero. But the effect on the P&L by job report, this is step 16, you can go and look at the profit and loss by job report, and you can confirm that the expenses now, if you're doing it, the report by job, you'll see those expenses will show in the payroll job costs account. There will be an amount for every job for how much was allocated to those jobs. But then if you go back to the standard P&L, this is step 17, go to the standard profit and loss, and you'll notice that the payroll job costs account has a zero balance, which is just what we want, because from the standpoint of the whole company, there is no additional payroll cost to be recorded, since those were recorded with your original journal entry that you did to record the job or the totals of your payroll from the payroll service. It's the payroll job costs account that is our allocation account across all the jobs, and that account ends up zero for the total of the company. So there you have it. That's QuickBooks job costing when using a payroll service. This is Doug Sleater for the CPA Technology Advisor signing off for April, May 2008.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.